This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Because nearly everything that Democrats say about gun control is a deception, a deliberate lie, it's very important that we discuss the truth about gun violence, homicides versus suicides, who's actually shooting who, and so on. That's what this is all about. And thank you for joining me here, Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger, but I'm also longtime firearms advocate of self-defense, trained in tactical firearms self-defense scenarios, hostage rescue scenario training. I mean, all kinds of stuff over the years with both carbine as well as pistol and long-range bolt-action target shooting, you know, 1,000-yard range, that kind of thing. So I'm one of the few journalists who actually knows anything about firearms that's talking about this, because the mainstream media journalists are illiterate when it comes to firearms. Now, in the independent media, you'll find a lot of other journalists who are well-informed about firearms, but mainstream media, they all they know is what they saw in the movies, and the way movies depict guns is total fiction, absolute fiction. They don't function that way. They don't sound that way. There's no such thing as a silencer, for example. There are only suppressors. They don't make guns silent. I've just shot a video showing that with a silencer to show you how hot they get. They would melt off, by the way, if you shot full auto through a silencer or so-called silencer at the rate that Stephen Paddock was supposed to have been shooting. He would have melted that thing right off of there. Totally ineffective. And it's not even silent, by the way. So let's start with some very simple facts up front here. Number one, 2/3 of gun deaths in America are suicides. So 2 out of 3 so-called gun deaths, and they throw figures around like 32,000 a year or so. 2/3 of those are people shooting themselves, suicides. Now, obviously, if they didn't have guns, they would find another way to commit suicide. You know, someone who's committed to ending their own life is simply going to find other tools to accomplish that, or they just jump off a building or something, or throw themselves in front of a city bus. Who knows? There are lots of ways for people to commit suicide. And notably, did you realize that committing suicide is illegal? I don't know if you knew that, but it's actually illegal to commit suicide. There's a law against it. And what do you know? The law doesn't stop it. Huh? How is that? How come suicides haven't dropped to zero by outlawing suicides? That's because laws don't control people's behavior. That's why. All right. So number one, most of the shootings are just people shooting themselves. Secondly, nearly all of the gun homicides in America are Democrats shooting Democrats. Now, this fact is completely covered up by the mainstream media. They don't want anybody talking about this. It's mostly, and this is according to FBI statistics, it's mostly inner city African Americans who a very large proportion are involved in the drug trade in these shootings. It's mostly men who are shooting each other. They are black men living in Detroit, living in Chicago, living in LA, and they are shooting each other. That is the number one category of who's killing who. It's Democrats shooting Democrats. And by the way, nearly all gun violence in America is carried out by Democrats. Because again, most of the shootings, the homicides, are carried out by Democrats. And remember the shooter in, what was it, Alexandria, Virginia, who shot Stephen Scalise? He was a Democrat. He was an angry leftist. And even this guy, Stephen Paddock, was registered to vote as a Democrat in the state of Florida several years ago. I think like a couple decades ago. I don't know what he's registered as recently or if he voted since then, but he was registered as a Democrat in Florida. So most of the gun violence in America is carried out by Democrats. And believe it or not, most of it is against Democrats. So it's really predominantly black-on-black crime. Yet you don't hear anybody talking about that in the mainstream media. They want to blame white people because they have this caricature of this Stephen Paddock being a white guy and or, you know, Southern people, Texans and so on, being white guys that they think are committing all this violence. Not even the case, not even close. Again, it's Democrats shooting Democrats for the most part. Another fact that is inconvenient for the narrative of the left is that most of these homicides, gun-related homicides in the United States, are carried out with cheap, low-grade pistols. Not rifles, not semi-automatic, and not full automatic. These are low-grade pistols, like cheap Saturday night specials. You know, a $50 pistol that somebody illegally bought from somebody else in order to shoot somebody on a street corner in downtown Chicago. And by the way, in Chicago, there have been, I believe, 470 to 480 gun-related homicides this year alone. That's in Chicago, which dwarfs the number of people who were killed in Las Vegas. So if you really want to stop gun violence, you need to look at why are so many people getting shot to death in a gun-controlled city like Chicago? And in fact, if you were to assess where these shootings are taking place across America, with the exception of Vegas, which has been, it doesn't fit the pattern, but most shootings take place in gun-controlled cities. So gun control does not eliminate shootings. In fact, shootings happen more frequently in gun control areas. And again, shootings mostly are committed by Democrats against other Democrats. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the KKK was, of course, founded and run predominantly by Democrats. People are never told this truth because Democrats have tried to change history and memory hole the facts about history. The 1964 Civil Rights Act was pushed through by Republicans. And Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves, was, of course, a Republican. And Democrats ran the KKK, and Democrats pushed gun control in the South in order to make sure that their intended targets, i.e. African Americans, could not defend themselves against the KKK because the Democrats wanted to murder black people. And so Democrats have been pushing gun control for a very long time, and they've been using it to make sure that black people could not defend themselves. And that continues to this day in cities like Chicago, where you have corrupt mayors and corrupt governors, just deep corruption in Chicago and Detroit and Michigan and places like that, where they continue to deny the right of self-defense to their black citizens. And so just as in the old South with the KKK days, where they didn't want black people to have guns, today in Chicago, they still don't want black people to have guns because they don't want people to be able to defend themselves. So gun control really is an anti-black move. It is a move to make sure black people are defenseless against crime in their own communities. That's what gun control has always been truly about. All right, now here's another interesting fact in all of this. Abortions, which also happen to target black Americans, abortions are killing, I don't know the exact number, but it's over 500,000 babies a year in America. I mean, the abortion murders dwarf the number of people killed by guns, including all suicides and homicides combined. So if you really want to save lives, you need to look at the abortion industry and its legalized mass murder and harvesting of organs from those babies to make vaccines and so on. And most of the abortions that are carried out in America are, again, committed against black babies. So there is a medical genocide angle to this that I've covered in another presentation, an hour-long presentation that I'm going to be publishing soon. It talks about all the vectors of medical experiments run on black people, medical genocide run against black people, the vaccine damage that is worse in black babies because of vitamin D deficiency and differences in biochemistry via genetics and so on. Black people in America are routinely targeted by the medical industrial complex, as well as the gun control pushers, the Democrats in these cities that leave black people vulnerable. And that this is why black populations have a very dim future in America. They're being overshadowed really by the growth of Latino populations in particular and other groups that used to be minority groups, but are no longer. Black people are being decimated, murdered, disarmed, made vulnerable. Their babies are being killed and slaughtered all across America. And yet, people like Jimmy Kimmel stand up there and say the problem is guns. No, the problem, the real problem is abortion. The real problem is medical genocide, psychiatric drugs, and so on. That's what's really going on. So if you want to know the truth about all of this, you know, get the facts. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can follow more news about all of this at guns.news, as well as shootings.news, and hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com, and watch for a video coming out shortly. It talks about all the medical genocide against Black people in America. It's a very compelling video. You will be astonished to see that video. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.